We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good afternoon, Upstate. Jeff Pantridge, Big Daddy Cool Diesel. It's day number 3 of my extravaganza here at ESPN Upstate, and they've already kicked me out of the studio. That's right. We are on the road. It is officially a road game. I love road games.
We had to show you beautiful Greenville.
Yeah.
You saw the beautiful construction site around Topgolf.
Yes, it was very nice. Yeah.
But the facility is beautiful.
The facility is wonderful. Yes. Are you a Topgolf guy?
I am. Oh. I went over there a couple weeks ago and loved it.
Okay. I've never been. I'm not really a golf guy. I'll get there at some point. I'll definitely.
It's a great thing about it. You don't have to be good at it to enjoy it.
It's true.
It's like other things in life.
Yeah. Yeah, the good thing is you don't have to be good at eating pizza to enjoy it. Luckily for me, I'm very good at eating pizza. And we are at Frankie's on the Parkway. This is a New York pizza joint. Mm-hmm. I love that. There's a lot of like foo-foo pizza joints now that are really popping up everywhere. It's like, oh, we got all our collie crust and all our silly toppings. And like, you know what I like my pizza to be? I like my pizza to be pizza.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, if you gotta decorate your pizza with all these bells and whistles, then it's not really pizza.
Just the fanciest thing on it should be olive oil.
Yeah, yeah. So that I cannot wait. I'm starving. I brought my appetite today, Diesel. We are going to eat an entire pizza each.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat a lot of pizza.
Yeah.
And if you guys would like to come out and have some pizza with us and talk some sports with us, you can come out here. They got some great specials going on Tuesday through Thursday nights. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 5 to 9, they have 2 16-inch cheese pizzas for $20. That's a heck of a deal right there. Or you can get a 16-inch pie and an order of wings for $16. Okay, what do we got? The seafood platter for $12.95? Only on Fridays. Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Diesel, we got lots to talk about today. Lots of sports conversations happening with the NFL. We're going to get into some college football today. There's some interesting, some really messed up stories today. just weird, awful stories that we're going to get into as well. And we're going to power rank the dumbest decisions in sports history today in honor of Toronto Raptors head coach.
Oh, you're putting that on the list.
I don't know if that's going to – that's not going to be – I don't know if his decision to call timeout at the worst time possible last night in the game is going to be in my top 5 dumbest decisions of all time, but it's certainly up there. It was – and we will talk about that. We are really – we're going to get knee-deep into this game last night between the Warriors and the Raptors. Man – what a game.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll get to the elephant in the room with Kevin Durant very shortly. But just first off, man, what a basketball game that was last night.
Yeah, it was fantastic. You saw the Warriors jump out in advance for the better part of the game.
Yep.
Toronto came storming back.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like they were going to walk away with it in the last 4 or 5 minutes. And then,
yep, it was
just... You know, it fell apart.
As a sports fan and... I was rooting for the Warriors, and more often than not, you find, especially in a championship situation, you might not necessarily be a fan of either team, but you're going to find one of them to root for. And I'm rooting for the Warriors, so I'm emotionally invested in the game. And there were so many highs and lows as a fan just watching it. Just the beginning of the game, when you see KD come out and he does that dance and he's ready to go, and then the Warriors come out, they bring out the death lineup, which I love. It's one of the best nicknames for a lineup ever. They bring out Steph, Clay, KD, Draymond, and Iguodala. They rarely start all 5 of those guys. They only do that when it's like when they want to hammer you. And it was, you know, it's a must win for Golden State, obviously. They're down 3-1. They get KD back. We're like, let's bring in the death lineup. And they start lighting up the scoreboard from 3. KD's hitting 3s, Steph's hitting 3s, Clay's hitting 3s, Iguodala got one. They're just clicking on all cylinders. I couldn't believe how fast they got back to being Golden State. I figured it might be a little time, gonna take some time to integrate KD into the offense, and it might be a little sluggish at first, but they were on fire. But still, Toronto wasn't dying. Toronto was hitting their shots too, and I'm like, wait a minute, they're going up against the greatest team of all time that's clicking on all cylinders, and Toronto's hanging with these guys. And that at that point, I'm like, okay, we got ourselves a battle here.
Well, they stayed. They just kept it within arm's distance the entire time. And, the lead would balloon to 8, 9, 10, 11 points.
Yep.
And, you thought, all right, this is a breaking point. Can Toronto reel them back in? Can they keep them close until the right time? I thought it was going to be a blowout. I thought Golden State was just going to keep walking away from it. Shout out to Toronto for being able to keep it that close.
They have earned my respect in this series. I was never really a believer in Toronto before, last series and especially this series, because in years past, Toronto's kind of been known for that team that just never gets it done in the playoffs. They would run up against LeBron, and LeBron would just destroy them by himself. Like, LeBron owned their souls for years, and they get Kawhi Leonard, and they get rid of DeRozan, and everything changed for the Raptors, and now they play like champions. They never bow down. They're never scared of any big moments. And they were hanging with Golden State in Game 5. And they were doing very well. And especially after the big injury, which we will get into, after the injury, you're like, okay, man, how Toronto is going to run away with this thing now. Like, this is probably going to be what, takes the wind out of Golden State's sails. So it ended up being a battle, like you said. Golden State was winning, basically. They kept that lead for the most of the game. And then the announcer. The announcer, of course, jinxes Golden State by saying, in the fourth quarter starts, and Golden State's up by 6 at this point. And he's like, by the way, there has never been one lead change in the fourth quarter in this series. As soon as he said that, I'm like, thank you very much. Like, Golden State had to be mad.
Are you a true believer in the jinx?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you know how many no-hitters I've jinxed myself, personally? Yeah, I've been doing it for years. Anytime there's a no-hitter, especially if they're pitching a no-hitter against my team, I'm tweeting everything out. I'm doing whatever I can to jinx it. Yeah.
Oh, you're actively spewing that bad juju out in the world.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Trying to change things.
Yes. Yeah. Man. You got to spit that juju. Do whatever you can, man. This is sports. Yeah. Your team's not going to do it for you.
How do we know it doesn't work?
We don't know. Yeah. That's the thing. That's the beautiful. I know it does work. I know the juju is real. I've seen it happen too many times with my teams and teams I'm rooting against, and it's definitely real. And I can't depend on my teams to get it done. My teams generally suck at sports, so they need me. They need me with my jinxes.
You're the real MVP.
I am the real MVP, yes. Kevin Durant's mom, no, it's me. I'm the real MVP because they need my jinxes, they need my hexes, all that stuff. My juju, my voodoo, all of it. So I bring it, and hopefully I'll get a win for my team. I usually do.
Got to give it everything you got.
You can't hold
anything back.
It's the finals. Diesel, you got to leave it all on the court, right? That's what I'm doing. I'm leaving it all in the pizza shop here. I'm leaving it all in the pizza shop. I got to do everything I can to help my team win. And I think I had a lot to do with Golden State winning last night, just with the juju I was showing. But, bringing the announcer, he had a lot to do with almost blowing it for Golden State by saying that it's never happened in the fourth quarter in this series that a lead changed. And then literally like 2 minutes later, it's like the Raptors went on a run. Kawhi Leonard just decided, you know what, this is the best basketball team in the world I'm playing against. I know KD's out, but it's still a pretty damn good team with Golden State. I'm going to beat it by myself. I'm just going to, give me the basketball. I'm going to hit the next 10 points myself. And it's going to be me versus Golden State. And he started hitting those threes. And then the Raptors coach, Nick Nurse, decides to take a timeout when the Raptors were just absolutely throttling Golden State. They had their foot on their throat. And every time in this series that's happened, they stepped on it and they ended it. But this time, their coach got in their own way and calls a timeout, stops their own momentum. Golden State comes back. Klay hits threes. Klay hits threes. Steph hits threes. And boom, a quick patented Golden State run to get them the win. And Golden State survives. That's all you can say about that game last night. They were gassed. they found a way to survive, and they move on to Game 6, which will be Thursday night. But that is not the big story. We all know what the big story is. In case if you've been living under a rock, Kevin Durant tore his Achilles tendon last night. He's obviously out for the series, out for probably a year. And coming up next, we will get into this conversation about Kevin Durant. Who is to blame for KD's injury? My answer might shock you. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right, Diesel. We are live at Frankie's. Mm. And I'm starving.
We've been here a grand total of 23 minutes, and we haven't placed an order yet.
I know. What's wrong with us?
We better hurry up.
It's the stupid radio show that gets in the way sometimes.
It does.
I'm trying to eat here.
How dare they make us come to a radio show with all this food?
Yeah. This is officially the longest that I've ever been inside of a pizza place without eating, and I don't like where this is going. And we haven't even ordered yet. And like I haven't even really looked at what I want yet. And this segment, we're going to have to do another radio segment when we're hungry, and I hope it's okay.
It's just so distracting.
It really is. It's hard. I love everything about, like, an old-school pizza parlor. Obviously, you know, you love the smells. Yeah. But I love the decor.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, you know, they have, like, the murals of New York City, and you got all this Yankee stuff here. I'm not a Yankee fan, but you got to appreciate good New York pizza. And this and the chairs. They got, like, the red chairs that are, like, this – like the pizza parlor staple.
Yeah.
It's great.
Every single one of them was manufactured in 74.
They were. Yes. Yeah. It's got that old school feel to it. It's very important to me. Like I said in the first segment, I don't need your foo-foo pizza. I don't need your collie crust. I don't need any of that stuff. I heard Mark Ryan and Lonzo on Offside today talking about collie crust. Like, oh, I love my collie crust. Like, have some crust. Like,
nerds.
Yeah, exactly.
Nerds.
Yeah, only nerds eat collie crust. We eat real crust here at Frankie's. So we'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight. If you want to come by and say hi and have a slice with us, you can certainly do that. So, man, it was such a surreal moment last night, Diesel, watching KD go down. And it's one of those things where you didn't know at the time. I'm not a doctor. You know, you're thinking, okay, maybe he re-aggravated the original injury. I figured he'd probably be out for the playoffs. But it's one of those things, like, you never really know if it's an Achilles until they tell you it's an Achilles. But it was just so sad to see, man. You know, because these guys are athletes, but they're people. And it's their livelihood. And, you know, imagine if somebody took radio away from you for a year. It sucks. It's hard. And you could see it on KD's face. You could see even when he was walking out the tunnel. Did you hear it? Did you hear him drop the F-bomb? Oh, yeah. ABC missed it big time. He just they panned Kevin Durant, walking into the tunnel, and he just drops the loudest F-bomb ever. It's like, yeah, well, I can't blame the guy.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is he didn't look like he was in that much pain.
No, like, you're right.
He's that guy. He's just so stoic. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to read.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the reasons why the media has such a problem with him. He's hard to read. It's hard to understand where he is because he's the same flatline Kevin Durant at all times.
And
he went down without barely even a grimace.
And I think I might have like a partial tear in my Achilles tendon. Like I have like shooting pains in it once in a while. And it hurts, you know, like crazy. And it's funny because you watch NFL players. If you watch an NFL player tear their Achilles, you can tell they're in pain. They're writhing in pain. I've never had it happen to me, but it looks like a very painful injury. And you're right. Durant was like, it looked like he basically had the same reaction as he did the first time when he supposedly when he pulled his calf tore his calf muscle 5 weeks ago. My question is, was it a partial tear of his Achilles already at the beginning? Because I remember a couple years ago, you remember Richard Sherman when he was playing with the Seattle Seahawks. He tore his Achilles and lost for the season. But I remember him saying after he tore it, he said, like, he knew it was going to pop at any time.
Wow.
Like, it was one of those things where, like, he had, like, a partial tear, and he just knew it was kind of inevitable anyway. So you just kind of run on it until it pops, which is a terrible feeling to just know that it's your
Achilles.
At
any moment, you're going down.
Yeah, and you're going to be down for a year. But I'm wondering if this was an Achilles injury at the beginning, 5 weeks ago. And they finally decided it's going to pop anyway. We might as well run him out there now because it's game five. We need him. Yeah, they waited as long
maybe,
as possible.
Just maybe fingers crossed till make it through this game.
Yeah, and I don't know because I'm not a doctor, Diesel. I don't know if you can repair a partially torn Achilles. You know what I mean? Like you might have to just rupture the whole thing and start fresh. I'm not sure. If there is somebody that knows out there, you can definitely give us a call if you'd like. But I'm not sure. So maybe they just decided, all right, let's do it. I don't know. Let's see what happens. I don't know, but a lot of people in sports, especially on TV, all these talking head shows on TV, a lot of them play the blame game all the time. That's kind of that's the hot thing to do. That's what we do in life.
You gotta have somebody to point the finger at. It's your fault. Vance.
Exactly. It's not. What did I? No, I didn't
your
do that.
Fault.
It's not. That's not my fault. I did not have anything to do.
You were tweeting about it. Though,
no, I did not. Jake's Achilles. I did not do that.
I might have.
Yeah. You were.
I might have. I had a poll yesterday that did not age very well.
No, and remember, refresh us on what that poll was, and you don't have to read it verbatim. I know you're going there right now.
The poll was maybe Kevin Durant was nursing that injury a little more than he needed to.
Yeah, you thought you
for his future, so that he'd be okay and ready to go for a new team next season.
Yes,
and boy, I was wrong.
You were definitely wrong.
Way wrong.
He was not
and
nursing
I feel
it
bad
at all.
About that.
Yeah, you should. You're a jerk. It's this whole thing is your fault, honestly. Nice job, Diesel. But we do play the blame game. That's what everybody does in sports, and it's hard. It's hard to really blame someone, but you know who I blame. I'm sorry, and I hate to say this. You got to blame Kevin Durant. I'm blaming Kevin. You could look at the Warriors for running him out there, but Kevin Durant knows his own body. Yeah, he knows his own body. He knows the risk, and you got to give him credit for balling out and taking one for the team.
What a phenomenal first quarter he had.
It's amazing. Yeah, he had 11 points in 12 minutes. Hit three balls. He was fine. He looked
on
great.
Fire.
He was amazing, but at the same time, you gotta know that you're not ready. You have to know your own body. And one thing about Kevin Durant, he's never handled criticism well, and he cares way too much about what people think about him. Yeah, with the burner accounts on Twitter and just all getting, kind of getting snippy with the media over the years, especially since he's, went out to Golden State, he cares way too much. And you can't when you're a public figure like that, especially on his level, when you're an NBA player, a superstar, a top three player in the league, many people argue the best player in the world, and you're playing in a big market and everybody hates you. Everybody's, chirping at you on Twitter. The media's chirping at you after games. You got to shut all that stuff down, and you can't let it affect you. And I think Kevin Durant has always let it affect him. And unfortunately, I think he lets I think he let the pressure get to him. I think he let the pressure of the media saying, trying to get him to play in game four or five. Fans, all of us, everyone, expecting him to come back and save the day. His teammates, his organization, that Golden State created this narrative that he was going to be back in game four or five. And I think he came back too soon, obviously. And look at us, look where we're at.
It's such a double-edged sword. You can't blame him for wanting to come back. And you couldn't blame him for not wanting to.
Yeah.
Like knowing that we know, of course, in hindsight, you could certainly say, well, he didn't know that he was going to rupture this thing. But he could have known. He should have known. These guys are finely tuned athletes are supposed to know their bodies, as you were just saying. So, I mean, it is his fault. It isn't his fault. It's nobody's fault. It's everybody's fault.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
It really is a tough one. It's just sad because we talked about it yesterday, how I love sports for the teams, but more than that, I love sports for the stories. And this had the opportunity to be one of the best stories ever told, with Kevin Durant coming back and having his own Willis Reed moments and being much bigger than that, because it would have been over three games, and bigger than Kurt Schilling's bloody sock or Kirk Gibson hitting a home run in game one and lipping around the bases. This could have been coming back from a pretty significant injury and then leading his team back from down three games to one, and now we'll never get to see it.
It still could be, you know, if there's an outlet that wants to sell it that way. Mm-hmm. The problem is, he went out in the first quarter, so it's hard to know how much impact he really had.
Oh, he had
on
an
that
impact.
Game.
I think he had a huge impact.
What I'm saying is, if he had stuck around through the third quarter, and he had just helped them smoke, or he didn't even play the first half, and the Warriors were on the ropes. They decide, all right, last second, we're going to Hail Mary it and throw Kevin Durant in there and see what happens. And all of a sudden, boom, they come back.
Yeah.
Even if he goes down, you could still sell that story in the future if Golden State wins the series, that he was the hero of the series.
I get what you're saying.
Being that it was a first quarter comeback and exit, it's going to be a little tougher.
It's definitely going to be tougher, but you kind of can sell it a little bit because, I tell you what, they won by 1 point.
Sure.
So they needed every single basket that he provided. They needed the spacing that he created by just being on the floor. And they needed his effort on defense as well. So, you know, they can't say that he was – you can't say he was the reason they won the game last night. Because when you look at the plus-minus, he was – when he was on the floor, Golden State was plus six. Or when he was off the floor, they were minus five. So there it is. It's a one-point game. Kevin Durant was absolutely the difference in the game. And he kept them alive one more game. Now it's up to his teammates, obviously, to see if they can try to find a way to win game six and possibly game seven. But if they do, that could go down as the moment where the series changed, the first quarter of game five with KD.
Looking forward to game six.
Oh, my
man,
God.
How good is game six going to be?
Oh, my God. I cannot wait for game six.
I think all like the momentum is back in Golden State's court.
Oh, definitely.
Court.
Well, the thing is, the momentum is definitely in Golden State's on Golden State's side. But unfortunately, we have to wait about 2 weeks for the game. It's not until Thursday, man.
Whose idea was this 2-2-1-1-1?
Oh, it's ridiculous, it's awful, man. Yeah, come on. You're better than that. But, yeah, we got to wait until Thursday for Game 6. But I cannot wait for that. All right, coming up next, I want to talk about Kevin Durant's future. What would you do if you were Kevin Durant this offseason? I'll tell you what I would do next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is Straight Up with Sturge without Sturge.
Jeff Pantridge.
We are Sturgeless today. Jeff Pantridge, Big Daddy Cool Diesel, hanging out at Frankie's on the Parkway. We'll be here till 7 o'clock, broadcasting live and local and loud.
That's right. If you can't get here today, you can get here tomorrow. Grab that lunch special, man. Two New York slices and a drink for $6. That's a pile of pizza.
That's a good deal right there. And, and these are big slices too.
Big slices. $6.
Yeah, you can't beat that. That's about as cheap. I don't think you can get a better deal than that. Usually it's like $8 or $9 for the two slices and the drink. So that's fabulous. And you got the you can get the two 16-inch cheese pizzas for $20, or one 16-inch cheese pizza in an order of Wangs for $16. And pizza and wings. I mean, what goes better together than pizza and wings? Not many things.
peanut butter and tuna fish.
Yes, that's great. Yeah, I love that. But other than peanut butter and tuna fish, you can't beat pizza and wings. I probably should have gotten wings. We just ordered food. We each got a pizza each.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to town today. I cannot wait.
We're going to leave here 5 pounds heavier than we walked in the door.
That's my goal. That is absolutely my goal. We're definitely going to enjoy some wonderful New York pizza. Let me ask you, you a New York pizza guy or like a Chicago deep dish pizza kind of guy?
New York, all day.
I'm New York, too.
All day.
Yeah. I like Chicago pizza. I'm going to Chicago next weekend. I always love visiting Chicago. It's my favorite city. But it's just too much.
Really, my only experience with deep dish is like Pizza Hut deep dish.
Oh, really?
That's not the same.
Oh, you've never had
Chicago
like...
deep dish is just, it's a bread bowl.
Yeah.
Full of cheese and marinara and goodies.
It's just like, and like you literally, like you need to take a week off of work after you eat a couple slices of it, man. It's just too much. Where, yeah, give me some New York style, thin crust pizza. I'm good to go. Or Chicago's thin crust pizza is great too. You know,
we need a Chicago style joint.
Do we not have one in town?
Like, I don't think so.
What? Come
on. Now it's New York domination.
Yeah, Chicago. You know, step your game up, Greenville. Somebody open up a good old fashioned, Chicago pizza parlor. That'd be great. For now, we'll
enjoy
it. Frankie's
is killing it.
Yeah, that's certainly what they're doing. So, yeah, if you're Kevin Durant. You immediately, he's a businessman. You immediately have to start thinking about your future now. And his future has been significantly jeopardized by this significant injury that he suffered last night. There aren't any NBA players, as far as I know, that were ever the same after tearing an Achilles. It's the worst injury you can have in basketball. Might be the worst injury you can have in sports. I look at Richard Sherman in the NFL. Richard Sherman was arguably the best cornerback in football. He tore his Achilles, and you don't really hear about Richard Sherman anymore. Yeah, I know he went to San Francisco, and they weren't really good last year, but Richard Sherman is a shell of himself. You look at Isaiah Thomas. He tore the original Isaiah Thomas, the OG for the Pistons back in the day. He tore his Achilles tendon at 32 years old, and he never played basketball again. Kobe Bryant was never the same after tearing his Achilles tendon. So this is a significant injury. Kevin Durant is 30 years old, and he's been playing since he was about 19. So he's got a lot of miles on his body, especially all the long playoff runs he's had. He's 7 feet tall. He's never going to be the same.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is he's built a life behind him to kind of prop him up financially. He'll be more than okay with the money he's made. Generations will be more than okay, but man, it's just tough to see somebody go down in their prime like that.
It really is, but I'm hearing that he could still get paid. He's still there are probably suitors for him in free agency still, even if he'll miss a year. Somebody's still going to be willing to pay him a max contract. Who do we got on the phone, dude?
We have Cam from Canada on the phone, and we're being told there's a slight little delay, so we'll work through that. Cam, mm-hmm. What's up?
What's up, Cam?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How you doing, brother?
Good. So we got introduced, I guess, indirectly on Twitter, and I called in to say hello. I'm a huge Raptors fan, so I guess I tried calling yesterday. You saw this odd number coming through, but you couldn't get to me.
Okay, well, you're here today. What do you got, Cam?
What do you guys think of the series so far?
I think the series has been phenomenal. It's been one of the better series over the last 10 to 15 years. Every game has been entertaining. There have been a couple where the Toronto won by double digits. But that being said, I think there's just been so many juicy storylines within the series. The basketball has been good for the most part. It's been solid basketball played by both teams, especially Toronto. I think the series has been great thus far.
The series has been as good as the regular season is bad.
Yeah, exactly. Because
it sort of makes up for everything. That's the only reason for me to watch the NBA Finals, mm-hmm. is because it makes up for the entire season.
Well, the season's always bad because the players, for the most part, there's 82 games. There's no urgency. That's why we love football here in America, because there's only 16 games or 12 or 13 in college. Where you got 82 games, the games don't matter as much. And a lot of times in the regular season, the players don't really care until the last 5 minutes of the game.
Cam, what are your thoughts on the politest people on earth cheering when Kevin Durant went down?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was a smattering. I know that culture. I'm actually on the West Coast, so I'm out by Seattle area, mm-hmm. But I'm actually on the Canadian side. But it was a smattering of people. I think what happened was probably everybody was so geeked up with Durant coming back, and I think it was an emotionally charged situation. And then what happened is, you know, Ibaka got the steal, and I think everybody was pretty excited about that. And then to see Durant down on the ground, I'm not sure everybody knows the exact sequence of how that happened. And then eventually there was a very, very slight amount of people were cheering. And then ultimately, you know, the guys from the team kind of took over and did the calm down sign to the guys. And it ended up with, you know, him getting a resounding ovation, actually literally a standing ovation. So, I mean, it would have happened in any building. I think it's been completely blown out of proportion personally. Yeah.
Well, Cam, thanks for the phone call there. And, you know, it's true. The few do ruin it for the masses.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, there were more than a handful
of
people who cheered. You know, it wasn't an isolated 10, 15, 20 people case. It was quite a few that cheered.
And that's the thing. And I'm kind of siding, and I want to get into this a little bit more later on in the show. But I'm kind of siding with Cam a little bit here when it comes to the fans. Yeah, because it was so quick. It was so quick, and keep in mind, these fans, because there was a steal, there was a turnover on the play, and you don't have television. You don't have announcers telling you what's going on. You have, and it's the heat of the moment, and you have 15,000 people, 20,000 people around you, and some, well, I'm not going to defend what these people did, and there was a significant group that did. I'm not going to sit here and just bash, you know, Raptors fans like a lot of other people are doing today.
Yeah, you can't. I understand that.
Yeah. So I'm not doing that. As far as KD, as far as what KD needs to do today, you know what I'm doing if I'm KD today? The first thing I'm doing, I'm going to do this even before I get my surgery. I'm marching into the owner's office with the Golden State Warriors, and I'm demanding a new contract. Right now.
Really?
Yes. He has many options. He can opt in for 1 year and just play with Golden State for one more year, $31.5 million. And he wouldn't play. He could just, you know, get paid $31.5 million to rehab, which wouldn't suck. I'd like that. Or he can, you know, he can test free agency and get a max deal. He can get a max deal with one of these teams, even with the injury.
Even on one leg.
I'm hearing from a lot of people that he's got to get a max deal because he's that good and the potential is that great for him to come back. Even at 80%, he's still better than 95% of the players in the league. So he can get a max deal somewhere, 4 years, $140 million. But what he needs to do, he needs to go to Golden State's majority owner and say, you know what, I'm staying here. You need to pay me. I gave it all for you. For this team, I gave up my body. I literally took one for the team for you to help you guys win a championship. You need to pay me, and you need to pay me a max deal. I don't care how you do it, but I need to get my 5 years, $220 million, which he would be owed. That's what I'm doing if I'm Kevin Durant.
That is a big-time demand.
Yeah.
That's a big-time ask.
Yeah, well, that's what I would do if I'm him. What would you do? You guys can weigh in. If you're Kevin Durant, what would you do? You can hit us up on the phones, 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. You can also get us on our text line, 71307. What do you do if you're Kevin Durant, Diesel?
I think his team, you're right, I think his team owes him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get it.
Yep.
I mean, could you make an argument for why he deserves it? Yeah.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's still money, and these teams still need it, and they
still
can't
business.
Afford to just throw it around everywhere. It's still a business.
Yep.
I don't think he'll get it. He won't get – obviously, he won't get shafted.
Yeah.
He won't get the boot. He won't get sent out the door packing with nothing but his belongings and a knapsack. But
yeah.
I don't think he'll get this max deal.
I think he will, absolutely will, whether it's from Golden State or another team. I think it's a guarantee. I think it's just about a lock that he's going to – still, even with the Achilles, he's still going to get a max deal. Depends on what he wants. All right, coming up next, you can weigh in on that conversation if you would like. But also, another big storyline from the game. The biggest storyline was obviously Kevin Durant's injury. Another storyline was Nick Nurse, Toronto's head coach, calling an ill-advised timeout. Toronto has all the momentum, and their own coach took it away from them. So in honor of one of the dumber moves I've seen in sports lately, we are going to power rank the dumbest decisions in sports history. We'll give you that next. Welcome back to Straight Up with Sturge. Jeff Partridge and Big Daddy Cool Diesel hanging out at Frankie's on the Parkway. This is torture, Diesel.
It's literally
the pizza just came out.
And you can't eat it.
I can't eat it. Yeah. I grabbed a slice. I'm about to take a bite, and you give me the 10-second warning that we got to, you know, do the stupid radio show again. So thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
so and it's got to sit right in front of your face.
I know. Yeah, this is absolute torture. This is gonna be the worst segment I've ever done of radio in my life because I'm gonna be drooling all over the place here, just trying to get to this pizza. But hopefully it'll be a quick one. This is the last segment of the hour, and we'll be getting you guys set up for the top of the hour. By the way, we got an update. Actually, we had an update from the Women's World Cup. Team USA won 13-0. That's right, in soccer. 13-0. They got a touchdown and two field goals, apparently. So congratulations to Team USA beating Thailand. 13-0. Alex Morgan had 5 goals by herself. Unbelievable. The ladies of Team USA are off to a roaring start. All right, are we ready for some power rankings?
Let's do it.
All right, let's hit that music. We got that power rankings music? Is it there? Oh, I hear it. All right, there it is. In honor of Nick Nurse having one of the dumber coaching decisions I've seen in a long time. I mean, dude, they had all the momentum, Diesel, and he's like, you know what, let me slow down this momentum and call a timeout here so Golden State can get back in the game. What's he thinking?
Well, Charles Barkley wasn't happy.
No, he certainly wasn't happy. He's never happy. He's Charles Barkley. He's just an angry, angry, chubby man that we love here on Straight Up with Sturge. But this got me thinking of some of the dumbest decisions in sports history. I'll start with number 5. My number 5 dumbest decision in sports history was actually the decision. LeBron James. The decision was one of the dumbest decisions he's ever had. Like, the way he did it, like, dude, I get it. You're leaving Cleveland. You're taking your talents down to South Beach. You don't have to have an hour-long special just to rip the hearts out of Cleveland. It was just so – that was awful. Come on, LeBron, you're better than that.
But he's LeBron.
Yeah,
he's the king. He's got to make a big deal out of everything.
Yeah, to make a big deal.
The king doesn't proclaim things on a small level.
No,
he doesn't tweet things and just do it. He makes a spectacle out of it.
And it was a bad move. It was a bad PR move. And he learned. He did learn after that. He's never done anything silly like that since. LeBron James has never had any off court issues. I'm a huge fan of LeBron James on the court, personally, off the court as well, as a businessman, as you know, as an ambassador for the league, as his social consciousness, I believe, is very important. A lot of athletes don't show what he shows. I'm a really big fan of his. And the guy made one mistake, and that was his one mistake, the decision itself. All right, my number 4 dumb decision of all time in sports. You got to go Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks not running the ball when they had the ball on the 1.5-yard line. They're running. They're just steamrolling down the field. All they have to do is give it to the guy that's named Beast Mode, and you win the Super Bowl. His name is Beast Mode. You can't tackle him. He's impossible to tackle. You give Marshawn Lynch the ball, and they win the Super Bowl. That's it. It's over. How much time do we have, Diesel? Sorry?
Sub 2 minutes.
All right, 2 minutes. Gotcha. All right. My number 3 dumbest decision of all time in sports. I'm going with the then St. Louis Rams. In 1999, the Rams were the greatest show on turf, and they won the Super Bowl. And what do? They changed their uniforms. The Rams had the sickest uniforms in sports when they were the L.A. Rams, and they just moved to St. Louis. The old-school blue and yellow uniforms, the ones that they kind of wear now, the throwbacks that they actually wear now, they decided to change their uniforms and make them like navy and gold, and it was just awful. And then they never won a Super Bowl again. So you're idiots, St. Louis Rams. You blew it. My number 2 dumbest decision of all time. I gotta go with my own team here, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In 1985, Diesel, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they hired an RV salesman to be their head coach. Didn't work out. Yeah, didn't work out at all. And finally, my number one dumbest decision of all time in sports, sticking with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 1 year later in 1986, Bo Jackson said he didn't want to play for the team, and they drafted him anyway. And he didn't play for the team, and they blew the number one pick overall. All right, that's our power rankings for today. Coming up next, we will have our five sides at five. Anthony Davis has narrowed his trade partner list to two teams. Who are they? We'll tell you on the other side.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.